that he wants to put on you something that has to do with your calling. And this is for everyone who's listening, who's part of this message, because this grace is an equipping for us. It's not a special moment in that we broke through something or we prayed through something. This is not a, because his presence is here. This is him coming specifically to give you something today. And it's available. Whenever he does this, whenever he comes to give you something, there's always a question that he has first. And that is, will you obey me? And so he always waits for you to say yes before he gives it to you, because then he has permission to give you some things. So that grace is here to give you something for your future, for today, that isn't from you, it's from him. It's not built with building blocks of this world. It's not built on effort. It's not built on hard work. It's not built on offerings or sacrifice or holiness. It's built on faith. Faith in him. Faith in who he's made you. And it's built on obedience, willingness to follow his will instead of your will. No matter where that may lead, no matter how long it takes, whether it's the valley or the mountaintop, if it's his will, that's the safest place to be. Father, we yield to your will. You see us as children of holiness, children of righteousness. You see us not just children of miracles and power, but also of love and holiness and characteristics. So we choose to put ourselves in your will, on that path to those things, where we have to rely only on your grace and your mercy every day. And he says, receive freely from me. I am everything you need. Receive freely.